The gospel we've just read deserves not a homily, but a two-semester course on the indissolubility of marriage. Over the centuries, Christ's teaching on this has been the, capital T, capital H, capital E, the test of authentic Christianity. First, it is infallible teaching. Let no one ever tell you that the church is never solemnly defined anything in the moral order. It's not true. It is defined, and surely this is in the moral order. It is therefore irreversible teaching, in spite of the scandal in Catholic circles, in one diocese after another. I repeat, this is infallible truth. Three conditions for an absolutely indissolvable marriage: both baptized before marriage, both entering into a valid contract, knowing what they're doing and want to do it, and thirdly, natural consummation. Contraceptive intercourse does not consummate a marriage. It is first then infallible teaching. I prefer the word irreversible teaching. Secondly, it is humanly impossible teaching. If you want to know what is supernatural, this is it. It is beyond the power of human nature, without the grace of God, to remain faithful to, I repeat, this humanly impossible teaching of Jesus Christ. There has never been a religion in history. There is not now. There never will be any except authentic Catholic, Roman Catholic religion that teaches this. This is the, and I want to repeat again, the three capitals, T-H-N-E. This is the reason why there have over the centuries been so many departures from the Catholic Church. This is it. Thirdly, where this teaching has been observed, a marriage has been considered indissolvable. It is there that the Catholic faith is witnessed to and truly practiced. In other words, the Catholic Church is to be judged in any given era of her history, any given part of the world, by the fidelity of her bishops to this teaching. That is why, in one generation, six whole nations and the bishops of six countries lost their Catholic faith. Why? Because they refused to accept Christ's teaching that sacramental consummated marriage is indissolvable by any human means. How we need, in today's unstable world, the witness among those who are still faithful to the teaching of Jesus Christ, that what God has put together, that no man tear asunder. The Catholic Church is going to survive in the Archdiocese of Detroit only as long and where this teaching is still observed. And the Catholic Church will disappear wherever this teaching is not believed and faithfully followed. Lord Jesus, teach us, oh teach us, to believe what you taught your followers, that those who, having been baptized and enter marriage, are to remain faithful until death, and no human power, no political monarch, no bishop, no pope may dissolve that union. Lord Jesus, give your married followers throughout the world the courage of becoming martyrs for the indissolubility of marriage in our day, so that witnessing to this mystery of faith here in this world, we may be reunited, we who are married with our families, never to be separated in eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.